It's funny, earlier on, I was looking down at my notes and I heard Ion using the word faithful. So I wrote down, I've heard Ion use the word faithful a lot lately. And then I looked up at the chat, and right at that moment, Alyssa had written, Ion mentions faithful a lot lately. What does faithful mean? And then Magdalene mentioned that Ion had said that faithful equals self-image. And my question is it related to becoming a god?
Yes. Here we go. There's a formula that goes with this that'll help you. You can actually now judge everybody else, too. Are you ready? Since you got a pencil and everything. Needs times faith equals motivation.
Needs. Wantings?
Needs. Needs times faith equals motivation.
Equals motivation.
And when we say needs, we're talking about the people, they need a car, they need money, they need a woman or a man, or they need a relationship, or they need stability, or they need a drink of liquor or a pill or some dope, or they
like
need
a desire.
Well, yeah, a little more than desire. It's an obvious thing of lack, a point of lack.
Okay.
But let's just take it as a point of, say, they need money. And let's put it in the formula so we can figure some things out. Okay? Simple algebraic formula here. You got needs times faith equals motivation. Okay? Needs, if it's like you got 12 children, you got to have a lot of monies to pay for everybody to go to school and feed them and all that kind of stuff. So your need aspect would be large, would be a big number, times your faith, which is your self-image, okay? Because that's your faithfulness. That's what you draw on, the thought you've been thinking a long time, a belief that you're faithful with. That's your self-image of you inside that meme of greatness. Now,
multiplied.
That self-image multiplied. So if your needs are big and your self-image is big, your motivation, which is on the other side of the equal sign, is through the roof. You see people running around working 3 jobs, doing crazy, making millions, running the world, running businesses, running everything all the place because the formula prescribes it. Okay, now look here. Let's see what's going on now. Let's take the other side of the formula and let's divide everything. Let's say we're trying to isolate and see what their self-image is or their faith is. If you took the motivation and you divided it by the needs, wouldn't that also equal, on the other side of the equal sign, give you the motivation formula to tell what the need or what their self-image is? So motivation divided by needs equals your self-image.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
Sorry to put fractions on y'all. Most of our millennials don't even know what fractions are. But then those are the people who don't write cursive either, so we don't know really how to help them per se, but they're kicking at stuff. Old school, OMG, SMH. We're good. We're hanging on. So
I'd like to be able to write cursive.
It's amazing. It's a way you can actually express yourself. People say you can't read it, but you can once you learn. We like Elizabethan, but then we would always be prone to hope our neighbor. Proper King's English is so pleasant. Set that aside. So your formulary is the conversation of faithfulness is self-image, and how you increase that is by noting the motivation, you see. If somebody's got 12 kids and they won't go to work and they won't help them and they're all dying and starving and whatever, you can plug that into your formula and see exactly what's going on. Okay? Or we can take Bert. Let's talk about Bert for a second. We almost let him off there, but not so much. His need is kind of muted, meaning he has whatever he wants, so his needs aren't going crazy. But his, that number's not huge. But his, self-image or faithfulness position is through the roof. So then you get the equal sign. So we can look at his motivation. What is he doing? What is he physically doing? And he listens to what we say, and he responds in kind immediately. So the motivation is huge. And so now what happens is, because the trebler is so large, it increases the need aspect. So he has to find things to create for. Do you see? It'll force you into a larger position, a larger... It's like Ren, force you into a bigger house. See? Because there wasn't anything, no other reason to. Everything was good. Everything was fine. So now a new house makes a new need. Which now, of course, going with her incredible self-image, it's a great motivation. Motivation is, damn it to hell, I want it by the end of the summer. Ha ha. See?
And the traveler is a disruptor.
And that contrast is the very thing that makes you so thankful. See, she didn't, you notice she didn't say, which we jumped a little bit, but there's a little recap aspect because we want to bring this home because you're very perfect in your point of bringing it up, and we're thankful because we have been very self-deprecating on faithfulness because we want to make sure that you understand as a God, you have to be in a position where you're acknowledging your place of power. You see, you're taught to be reverent as a child, as a little person, to honor God, but yet you won't honor yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're taught from a child to trust God. In God we trust. You put it on your damn money. In God we trust, but you don't trust yourself. Interesting. You're supposed to trust your mate. You're supposed to engage and have trusting relations with your mate. You don't even trust him. You're running around on me. Y'all over there. Okay, and they are. Good. Most time you run them off. That's why they are pandering around. Because you push them away. And they go, okay, I got this. You know, you're absolutely right. I was thinking the same thing. The next thing you know, some whore of Babylon is getting the money laid on the nightstand. It's the silliest thing you ever seen. So, now, the good news then now comes, is this is a perfect point, softly, not screaming, not hollering, not raising sand, of noting the viability of the importance of your faithfulness. Because in that faithfulness, you have a larger multiplier in the entire conversation. What is your unction to godliness? What is your unction to become like unto God? How faithful would you be with the works of God? If God was one of us, just a stranger on the bus trying to find his way back home, there's a song that goes with that.
Mm-hmm.
That point now comes into your wheelhouse of validating your ability and capacity to, as a God, respond appropriately to your socio-perception in a visceral, tactile imminence. Let's use the word imminence. And because you are becoming that, you see. And we want you comfortable in the throne. On your throne. Because you're doing very well, by the way. We got to note this. That you are doing spectacular. And yes, you have your doubts and questions, and yes, you question it again, and yes, you measure twice and try to cut once. We appreciate that ineffectually moving you closer to the goal. You're doing well. You have questions that come, and this faithfulness issue is a delightful one because it basically mirrors your confounding sometimes level of faithfulness because you don't even know where it comes from, but you're faithful. You have no reason to be sometimes, but yet you are. You'll yield and stand before the throne of God and try to tell Jesus how the scriptures go. It's amazing. It's amazing because you use the word. You can use the word to affect the... Now, if If facial book is the tech body, when you are correcting God, is that the obsolescence of the android meme? Wow. Now there's something you hadn't heard. Not only are you going to get rid of the chip body, you're also going to obsolesce or get rid of the chip body altogether. Now, there are the smart ones that say, oh, Ion, we know that's going to be the EMP. It's going to blow everything up and blah, 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 right, blah, blah. Right. So, Ion, you better hurry up with your rolled out carbon diamond, Lucy in the sky with diamonds information holder that's EMP proof, because you set this up and everything's fixing to crash, and if we don't have it all put away, how will we ever learn how to spell sesquipedalian?
Right.
How will we ever find the firehouse sub store if we don't have a Googler to tell us where the nearest one is to us? Not to mention pay for it on our digital looky boxy, handheld looky boxes. Not to mention find our way back to the interstate to get the place that we're supposed to go in the first place, because it has to judge the traffic and see which is the closest way and what's the best road and which way is the construction and which one is on the highway and which one is fording the creek and which one is a problem and how you're going to feel on your journey while you get there.
That could be very interesting.
And 1,000 feet, turn right. And 1,000 feet, turn right. 1,000 feet, turn right. Well, there's no right. Doesn't matter. 1,000 feet, turn right. Proceed to the nearest intersection and make a permitted U-turn. Proceed to the nearest intersection and make a break. You find yourself running around in circles. And the chip body of that position is laughing their ass off. They're laughing themselves to death. Unbelievably funny.
I'm super grateful for that response. Thank you.
You did great. You know why? Because it rings back around this whole theme for this evening. You've done a marvelous job. You think you were practicing after a little bit. What happens is you take the stern, austere, turn or burn, get yourself right or get out, sharp, terse. Then you bring up to the next of how it applies into your metaphysical life. Then the metaphysical life unlocks doors. Mm-hmm. It makes things happen. It lets bread rise. It lets bread rise. Are you ready for some bread alive? Have you waited long enough? Are you ready for it?
Anytime. Anytime.